Hey, I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
3 minutes of the fastest sports in the world. Harlan, we've got these subjects to cover. I'll let you start. Zizzers lost their last two games.
Played two good teams, Camdenton and Kickapoo. I don't know how Camdenton beat Kickapoo after watching that game last week. Kickapoo is really good, and so I think they've got a chance to do something at the end of the year. But this was that stretch of games, Rolla, Camdenton, Kickapoo, and Lebanon, that you knew was going to be really hard, and you thought, well, if you break even, go 2-2, maybe lucky go 3-1, then you've done really well. Well, right now they're 1-2. They've got to beat Lebanon to break even, and Lebanon is really good, really physical, and they'll be a handful for homecoming this week.
I think Lebanon is the best team in the Ozark Conference. That's just me. Houston Tigers, they're just outside the state rankings in Class 2. They're 6-0, Harlan, and come up with a big win over Ava at Ava. Weird score, 12-6.
Ava's not as good as they have been, but you still win on the road. You keep your record perfect, and you're setting up a big showdown with Liberty.
Liberty, 6-0, number 7 in the Class 2 state rankings, coming off a big win. They defeated the Mountain Grove Panthers. That defense for the Liberty Eagles has given up 2 touchdowns so far this year, 1 to Stratford, 1 to the Mountain Grove Panthers, and they seem to be rolling pretty good. The Willow Springs Bears, they destroyed Salem this past Friday night. And what is going on in Dent County? Remember, they were sick of the bone. Well, wonder if they're sick of losing yet.
They'd love to have a wishbone to utilize right now, I'd imagine. But, you know, this is just, when we talk about Salem football and their glory days, you're going back quite a ways. And things are different now. It's an entirely different game. You never would have seen somebody start a program with the wishbone in these days.
Yeah. Well, the Missouri Tigers, 2 heartbreaking losses. They had Auburn, Harlan. They had them right there where they want them. And then they turned around last Friday. They've got the Georgia Bulldogs by the nostrils. But it slips away. What
is
wrong?
Got by the nostrils. You can't hold on nothing. Yeah. By the nostrils. I think that there's two different ways you look at this. It's a up or down deal. You win or lose. But the other side of it, you cannot look at Mizzou without acknowledging that they should have beaten Auburn with maybe the best place kicker in college football, missing a little chip shot at the end. They should have won that game in regulation. And then they had, for all but 5 minutes, Georgia up on the ropes, but just couldn't finish it.
Well, it's a tough road still yet to go for the Missouri Tigers. Just looking at their schedule, I see 2 wins on the schedule. They could win more. I'm seeing 2 wins, so they could end the year with only 4 wins. The St. Louis Cardinals, Harlan, the playoffs start Friday. You excited?
Well, I'm excited they're still in it, obviously, and this year's format is different. They got on that hot streak last year, won 17 in a row in September, went into the postseason, and everybody thought, well, they got a lot of momentum. Well, you only had one game, you know, so that's a coin flip. But I think that they're in a much better spot now. I think their pitching is a lot better set up for this, and when you have your 3 main starters, Quintana, Michaelis, and Montgomery, lined up and ready to go, that leaves Wainwright and Flaherty on the side. So, you know, your depth of pitching should be pretty good for this 3 games. And all these games are going to be played in St. Louis.
Right. One thing, though, you know, Jordan Hicks was hot. He went on a stretch when he was unhittable. And, of course, he was on a stretch where just set it up there on a tee as well. But will his loss affect the outcome?
Well, it certainly won't help. And we saw Giovanni Gallegos sign a 2-year extension, and then last night he couldn't throw a strike. Walked 3 guys, and then the next guy, Romero, walked in the winning run. But they're obviously not – he was wiping people out when he left, and that's too bad because he had it figured out, and now, you know, same old thing.
Right. Well, there you have it. That is the fastest 3 minutes in local sports on Ozark Radio Sports, and it only took 4 minutes and 40 seconds.